Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hello and welcome back to the Attraction HQ podcast. Now today is a special day because it's my Christmas podcast. So I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. As you know, on the Attraction HQ podcast, what I like to interview different people from a wide variety of backgrounds to provide you with different perspectives, insights, tips, techniques, mindsets, everything to help you get better in the realm of like love, your social life, sex, dating, relationships. But today, because it's Christmas, I wanted to do something a bit different. So for the first time, I don't actually have a guest on the show today. It's just me freestyling and monologuing for the next 15 minutes for your listening pleasure. And why I decided to do this really is because it's Christmas. And to me, Christmas is a weird old time of year. And I thought, you know what, I'm not going to be doing myself justice to, you know, or you any justice really, to just be talking about dating stuff. Because as much as you might be having, you know, you might be thinking, oh, should you text this girl that you've hooked up with recently? Or you might be aware of the fact that you're single, or your mum's asking you some questions about why you haven't got a girlfriend. Or maybe you're thinking about your ex has just, you know, got together with some other guy. There are some weird dating issues that can spring up around Christmas, because Christmas becomes such a funny point for sort of introspection and self-reflection. Also, Christmas has the best PR campaign known to man. Hello, movies like Love Actually. So you can kind of end up thinking a lot of the time, I mean, I hope this is different for you and you're just like having a whale of a time at the moment, like stuffing your face with turkey and getting a bit drunk and hanging out with your nearest and dearest. But for the many of you that aren't doing those things, this podcast is for you. And this podcast is for you because I think Christmas can be a tricky time of year. As I said, Christmas is a PR campaign. It basically tells us that through loads of consumption of food and alcohol and spending loads of money and hanging out with our families, we're going to have the best and most beautiful few days of the year. There should be a huge asterisk here, though, because lots of people don't have families to spend time with, or they don't have the money to spend on things, or they don't have the girlfriend or the relationship that they want. And if this is you, Christmas can be like, oh my God, you can just want to get through it. And so for all of those of you that haven't got where you wanted to be this Christmas, or you haven't got the woman in your life that you want, of course, there's listen to other my other Attraction HQ podcast for the kind of like the hints and tips on how to get better at meeting the women and, you know, making sure you're not the friend and all that kind of stuff. But today, just for one day, I'm going to be giving you a few mindsets instead about how to get through Christmas if you're single. So there's some weird ones in here, so brace yourself. Number one, make friends with your past. Funnily enough, I think that a big part of our ability to pick the right people and form good relationships and, you know, have success with women and feel confident enough to approach them and form the relationships that you want comes from you feeling pretty all right about the past. And I don't know what happened in your past. It could be one of many, many things. I'm not sure if you have a difficult relationship, maybe with your dad, or, you know, you're not that close to your mom, or maybe you're not in contact with, or have lost some of your parents or both of them, Or it could be that, you know, your past really represents you being that guy who just never had any luck with women whatsoever, you know, and you remember the that feeling of that cute girl at school just not giving you a second glance, or that maybe a bit of ostracism from the other guys. We all have dodgy pasts like this. I'm sure there's some lucky people out there who could just look back and think, you know what, my life has been absolutely perfect from A to B. But I think for most of us, we look back and it can be really difficult to look in the mirror and recognize that, you know, you've grown and you've changed and you're an adult now and you kind of got in the process of getting your life together. And you're not that boy that was like picked on at school. You're not that guy that was fearful at that time. In fact, you've changed and you're different. But as much as you change and you're different, you still have to feel at peace with your past. So a good little thing to do for that, it could be maybe that you start to talk more openly about it. A good tip, by the way, for dating generally is, you know, I was always self-conscious that I came from a very poor family. And I was like, oh, this doesn't look good, does it, if I start talking about this? And in fact, first of all, if someone isn't interested in you for a fundamental aspect of your past, that could be your cultural heritage or your family or your social background, you know what kind of screw them. They can go take a running jump as far as Hayley Quinn is concerned. Get them out of your life. Also, a lot of the time, our past and those bits where you're not perfect and you're not like superhero, you don't have everything together, that's what makes you kind of most interesting and multidimensional to women. So don't deny yourself that. Second tip is make the day nice for yourself. You know, as much as you have to give to other people and be there for people and help them out, do something for you. You know, if your family, if they're getting on your nerves, I honestly think just put your headphones in and go out for a nice walk or something, or a walk, even if it's not a nice one. Get your own headspace. Make sure that wherever you're staying, you have somewhere that you can kind of retreat to, because family situations and Christmas situations can be a bit overwhelming. And if you're by yourself this year, you know, make it as nice for you as possible. I'm a girl, so for me, that would be like painting my nails and having a bath. But whatever it is, you know, there's sometimes a bit, although it can feel lonely, and I've spent Christmases by myself, sometimes there's a real bliss in shutting the door and turning the heating up, like watching your favorite stuff on TV, eating all your favorite snacks and drinking your favorite drinks, not to excess. You know, there's a bliss in that. So remember to do what you need to do to reclaim your space and make things nice for yourself this Christmas. Because also, fundamentally, point three, if you're looking around and your Christmas isn't how you want it to be, and that could just be that, you know, and I say could just be because to me it's like this is a minor problem to have. Don't have a girlfriend or don't have a wife or don't have somebody, you know, that you're regularly hooking up with or whatever your goals are with women, you don't have it. Don't get into a mindset where you're like itchy in your brain with a feeling of deprivation. Don't think, oh, things are always going to be this way. If you say that to yourself, they will always be this way. So you need to start getting control of that script that's in your head and start saying, okay, right, this isn't exactly how I want it to be this year, but you know, that's fine. These are the action steps I'm going to take next year. This is great. I'm so lucky I had this point of reflection. To actually really recognize what steps I need to take now to get good at that, you know? And trust me, that's if you want to, particularly if it's something in the woman area of your life, there are so many resources out there. Like, even just for myself, I put out a couple of podcasts every week, I blog about it all the time, YouTube videos. You don't need to spend a penny. You can just learn. Like, there's a world of learning out there. And things like getting good with women or knowing how to communicate better with women and approach women or be sexier with women, whatever the woman problem is, totally learnable. Likewise, the big kind of movers in your life that are going to prevent you from, you know, connecting with a woman effectively. Like, I don't know, maybe that you're not in the career position you want to be in. Maybe you don't have your home space sorted out. You can fix all of this stuff. You just need an action plan. If you've got a few days to yourself this Christmas to do it, hallelujah, good that you don't have to work and you're by yourself for a few days. Use the headspace, make a plan. Point four is, of course, that apart from making the plan and accepting that things will change, because if we can guarantee anything in life, it's that stuff will change. This is your reality today. This is today. So sometimes I've had a really low point and I've been like, oh my God, this is all so bad. Everything's screwed up. But ultimately, That's today. That is the reality. That's what we're working with. So you might as well try and enjoy it, you know, for the best and for the most of what it is. And there's something as well that's quite nice about going, okay, this is today, that's fine. Luckily, life changes. So if there's things that aren't in place today, it doesn't mean that's going to be that way forever. And you know what? Okay, I'm by myself. Or okay, my parents are winding me up. Or okay, I'm not feeling particularly good about myself this year. Whatever it is, it's just today. You know, that's not forever. It doesn't mean that there's someone that's handing you a lifelong sentence to serve out something. Get out of that headspace. Nothing. It's just your reality today. And if it's not what you want, then as I said, think about all the ways that you can change that. Point five. One of the best ways to create that change, funnily enough, is to forgive people. And that could be mending some relationships that have broken over the past year, friendships. Maybe someone screwed you over or didn't kind of treat you right. Maybe you've always had a difficult relationship with one of your family members. Maybe an ex-girlfriend who cheated on you did something really bad, or someone left you or someone rejected you. I don't know what it is. Like, there's a lot of weird, bad stuff people can do to one another, quite accidentally, actually, a lot of the time. But the thing I would advise for you is to enjoy that state of forgiveness. And it's not forgiveness like we want to let them off. It's actually forgiveness just because for you to move onwards and literally charge forwards into the future, fulfill that action plan, make the change you need to make, you can't carry anything with you on that journey. That was going to slow you down. If you're always in your head thinking annoyed, aggravated, frustrated, wronged, unjust, in that cycle, you won't accomplish anything. So actually, it's not about the other person or the other people. Like, who cares about them? This is 1,000,000% about you. If you can go, it's okay, they didn't treat me how I think they should have done. I empathize that either they weren't mentally aware of, fully aware of what the impact that would have on me, or, you know, they were too caught up in their own motivations to recognize me, or, you know, they just don't have the character at the moment to recognize their behaviors are wrong. But, you know, lay your sword down and go forward in peace, because there's no other way to zoom forwards in life. And I can promise you that. So a bit of a weird one, this podcast. Obviously, I'll be back next week. Well, actually, next week, I'm going to do a New Year's Day podcast, which might be like, I wouldn't say similar, but we're going to be going through how to make some New Year's resolutions and some action plans into the future. And it will be just me again, because I kind of like, this is greedy for me. I was like, I'm going to take over. I'm going to hijack entirely and selfishly and greedily my whole podcast for Christmas Day and for New Year's Day. However, if, you know, after that, we're going to be back again with the huge me having somebody in here talking to them about their perspectives on sex, dating, love and relationships. But until that time, really remember, like, you know, learning skills to meet women or doing things to rebuild your life, great. They only add a little bit on top of the life that you've already built for yourself. So Christmas is a good time to think about the epic life rebuild that you have now got full power to do. So from me to you, have a lovely Christmas wherever you are. And thank you for listening to my podcast. And as I said, I'd do it for free. I'd really appreciate it if you like it or you think it's worthwhile. Share it, subscribe to it, send it to a friend who you think it might help, leave me a comment, whatever it might be. And I will be back again next week with another Attraction HQ podcast.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as Plain Old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.